And welcome back to another episode of Masked Monologues. I'm so excited that you are joining us here today and tuning into this episode. If you like this podcast, I just want to remind you to leave a review. So leaving a review helps us because it gives us feedback, and I'd love it if you could tell us if you like the podcast. If you don't, feel free to leave that review. And if you do like this podcast and you want to support us, then please share it with a friend or a family member. I will let you proceed with the episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Masked Monologues. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Lady B. She's going to introduce herself, tell us about what she does and why she started.
Hi, how is everybody? Hey, I am Lady B. I am your favorite spiritual release life coach. What I do is actually I teach individuals how to release the old narrative, how to rebrand themselves, which means that now that or rebuild themselves, which means that it is time for you to have love and self-confidence. And I show you how to rebrand yourself, which means that being your authentic self, allowing your voice to rise, waking the beast within you and doing what it is that you have been called to do and what it is that you love to do. So that's who I am. I'm an author. I am, again, an author consultant as well. So I help other authors come into the business and show them how to do it, how to get their books edited. I'm also an editor as well. And also have my ministry, Much Prayer, Much Power. And so I'm an evangelist. So I do a lot of different things. But my main thing is making sure that I give back and make sure that I am touching lives and transforming people to be the version of them.
Okay, I love that. That's a wonderful mission. I want to first touch on the book editing side of what you do. So you say that you're a book editor. Can you elaborate on some collaborations or partnerships that you've done in the past? Maybe you've helped authors edit their books. Were they fiction authors, historical fiction authors? What genres do you usually tend to work with? And how do you approach the feedback? Because I know it can be a bit difficult to give someone feedback in a way that's constructive, and you always want to be attentive to their feelings. You don't want to tell somebody that their writing is terrible, it needs to be redone, although it sucks, essentially. Don't want to say that. You want to encourage them to keep writing, but then also give them the criticism that they need to produce a better product.
Absolutely right. It is tough to tell somebody that their work's okay. Had to do it in the past, but what I like to do is instead of just telling them that they're not good, that they need work or whatever, I actually start to teach them and train them. So what I like to do is with my people, I don't know about, but when people come to me, my clientele, I actually give them their first book. Basically, when I say give them their first book, then I actually just go ahead and edit it for them the way that it should be. And so I actually dig down into their story, figure out what it is that they're trying to say, and then say it the way that I allow the characters to talk to me. That way, they have a good book. And then when I hand it back to them, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so wonderful. It's so good. And I'm like, yeah. And for me, that's a way of showing them that this is how it's supposed to be done. This is how it's supposed to flow. And they actually appreciate that a lot more because what they do is they start to read their own work. So when they bring the next work to me, it's 10 times better than what I got the very first time they brought it to me. Why? Because now they are trying to follow the blueprint. They're trying to follow the dialogue. You know what I'm saying? And they know they're not going to be perfect, which I tell them, don't worry about. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why we have editors. Focus a little more. And so they actually do, and it actually works. And so that's how I approach that type of situation. And just that telling them that they're bad, because I believe that everybody has a story. Everybody has the right to tell their story. And when you tell people that they are not as good as others, or, and some people just can't take constructive criticism, period, because they've already been neglected and tormented and everything for so long in their life, and rejected and everything in their lives for so long that now they're like, soon as somebody say no, they okay, and they're on to the next, because they don't like rejection or they don't like to have destructive criticism. So you never want to destroy somebody's dream. And that's what I think. I never want to destroy anybody's dream. So I just do it for them, give it to them, and let them now be proud of what they have accomplished and what they've done, because now they're going to do it again. And when they do it, it's going to be 10 times better. And so you just have to sometimes take a bad situation and turn it into good. And that's what I do.
Yes, I love how you go about that. Now I want to ask, as an editor, you're reviewing other people's writing. And when it comes to writing as a form of art, so it's very subjective, I would say. I want to know how you're able to find the voice or critique it from that constructive mindset, because as a book editor, I'm not sure if it's your job, your position, to be putting your own style of writing into their work. And I find that some pieces of writing, once they're given to this editor and then they're given to this editor and to this editor, you lose the author's voice, because it's just this compilation of everybody's perspectives on the writing, their insight, their voice injected into this piece of writing. And I want to know how, instead of writing it from your perspective, you try and enhance the author's perspective.
So for me, I actually, again, I'm spiritually connected. Okay, I'm a spiritual release coach. That's what I do. So I like to actually tap into their writing. I actually go inside and figure out, okay, I actually read the book first before I even start to edit. And then I'm a live editor, which means that I actually retype the whole entire book from the beginning to end, word for word for word. And so I actually take what they say and I just add, because I allow the character just to finish the sentence for me or just to finish that little narrative for me. And so that's what I do. I don't add my touch to it. I really allow the author to do what they, and that's the reason why I give it to them, so that they can look at it, because there's a lot of things that they're not going to work. There's a lot of things that they say, no, they want to change. And I don't have any problems with that, because that's a good thing. And so if that's what they want, then we change that. We make those changes and we make those corrections. And I give that author that opportunity to be able to have their voice heard, because it's their project. And it's very important, because without their voice, there's no book. Like you said, it's not them anymore. And I like each book to be authentically just with an edited spin on it, because now it's just cleaned up. And I allow the author to still be able to say what they want, just cleaned up. And that's how.
And could you go over, for maybe any writers out there who are looking over their work, what are some common mistakes that you see, some corrections, or some things that you'd tell writers to be more attentive to? Maybe that they need to be more, there needs to be more clarity in their writing, or maybe they need to make sure that they're not adding too many voices, too many characters. Or I'm not sure what you notice is a big correction for most writers.
For me, what I actually see a lot is they want to tell their story. Is either you tell too much of it, which it just goes on and on, and then you start to lose your reader. Or you get to it and you tell a section of it, and then you don't complete it. You just go to something else real fast. And so there's that barrier right there where you don't want to tell everything and you don't want to tell too much. You just want to give them a feel of what's happening, what's going on, and then let's move on, okay? But you don't want to tell not enough, and now you got them wondering, okay, where are we going with this, or what happened? Why did they cut that off like that? I was getting into that. What happened? And so you don't want your author, you don't want to lose your readers, and it's easy to lose your readers if you don't do enough, and so we have to learn how to make the perfect balance. When you're reading your book, you have to ask yourself, oh my gosh, is this too much? And sometimes you can normally tell yourself it's too much, because you can tell that you're just going on and on and on and on to the breakdown. Or you can, or dang, I really probably could fill that in just a little bit more. I could add a little bit more. Because even you, because it's like, I write as a writer, but I read when I go back, even when I'm doing it, I read as an author, as a reader. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at mine as, okay, now I'm editing, I'm doing this, I don't do that. No, I actually look at it as a reader. And as a reader, will I be bored? As a reader, is it too much? I ask myself these things. And you normally, again, like I said, you normally can tell. Use your better judgment. And if you're afraid to touch on some things, because I know some of us do self-help books, remember this one thing. You can't help somebody if you don't tell them the story. Because people are looking to read. And if you're not going to tell them everything, if you're going to say, yeah, I got hit, they're looking at, okay, be authentically who you are. And if that's what it is, hey, say, every morning I woke up, I was being beat on, I was being this, I was being that. You know what I'm saying? This and this and this is what happened to me. Because now readers are like, oh my gosh, okay, this is what's happening to me. How is she, what does she do or what did he do so I can save my life too? Remember that. That if you're not going to share the whole story, you're not saving anybody. You're not helping anybody, especially if you're doing a self-help book, okay? So that's my tip for that.
Yes, writing is something where you definitely need to be vulnerable and authentic with your audience. And some of that means tapping into your past life experiences and actually elaborating on them, going in depth into the details of it. Because you might not want to share that with everyone, or you might feel hesitant because you don't want to revisit those traumatic experiences. You don't want to put yourself in that position. But just having somebody else as the focus of it, thinking, I can help this one person who might be in my position in the same situation and be going through what I'm going through right now, and maybe this helps them, is where I think beauty of writing really is. And so now I want to ask, just going back to when you said that you go through and you edit the story word for word, line by line, about how long does this take you? And does it vary between books? I'm sure it would, because some pages, books could be 200 pages, some could be 500. And depending on how convoluted the plot line is, it could be more difficult, require more editing.
Yeah, I don't like to rush, okay? And then I also take time to make, because I do, like I said, I type it out, I do line for line. And so it just, every book is different. Every single book is different. I normally have anywhere between 30 to 90 days, depends on how long the book is. And the reason why I do that is because I do a lot of things in my life. Okay, so I always include life things as well. And life is life, because you never know what's going to happen, what's going to come in, what's going to be. And so I like to be very transparent, but you know, when you get it back, it's quality.
Yes. And you also said that you're a spiritual release coach. I'm interested to know what that is, because I'm not familiar with it. I've never heard of it before. I'm not sure if a lot of my audience has. But could you speak on that and maybe how it relates to writing, if it does or if it doesn't?
Yes. For the spiritual, I am a spiritual release coach, which means that I actually, again, give you healthy tools to show you how to release the old baggage and the old things happening in your life. So that's the reason why I have, they go hand in hand, because in reality, if you don't release the old things and the hurt and the pain and the things that you're going to, how can you actually write about authentic? That's where it comes into, we don't want to touch those underlying issues, those deep down things that bother us, because we're afraid to tap in. And that's what I do. I actually teach people how to tap in, how to dig deep and touch the things, how to touch that surface of the things that we don't want to touch. We're afraid to really touch, because in reality, you can't be free until you release those things that's really hurting you, that's really bothering you, that's really, because those things are still keeping you captive and holding you in bondage of your life. And you can't be free until you let them go. You're not going to be able to really, truly share your story until you let those things, until you actually address it, face it, head on, right in front of you, and look at it. Look at the man and the woman in the mirror. Look at it and know that, hey, this is who I am. This is, I've been authentically me. This is what happened to me. My story is, I was being abused. I come from an abusive background. I was molested at the age of 8 until the age of 21. I was running away. I was in the streets. This is just a little bit about who I am. And I'm authentically to say, you know what? That's my story. And did it hurt? Yes, it hurt. Was I afraid to tell my story? Yes. Yes, I was. I was afraid to tell my story. I was afraid to tell people that I was being molested. I was afraid to tell people that these things were happening to me. I was afraid to say that I was a battler. I was afraid to say that this is who I am. But once I started to release these things, now I'm able to walk in my truth bold. And I'm not afraid to tell people that these are the things that happened to me. Because guess what? It will save somebody's life. I'm not afraid to address the elephant in the room. This is who I am. I don't mind sharing my story. I don't mind being authentically who I am. You can ask me any question and I'm going to answer it. And I'm going to be authentically with it because I'm not afraid anymore.
Yes. And could you go over some techniques, maybe some tools for someone who is just recovering from a traumatic situation? Maybe they've got some skeletons in the closet. How would you spiritually release those? How would you arrive at a better state, a better state of mind, better state of being, and improve yourself? This is sounding like a self-help book, but I want to know.
It's called Down in the Dumps, Get Pumped Up. It's your your transformation guide to a newfound peace. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to read things that help us. But if you need that and do that, go get a book. Go get coaching. For me, again, I am a prayer warrior. I believe that's the reason why me and my godmommy, we have much prayer, and because we know that there is power in prayer. And so I pray, I meditate, I ask God to actually speak to me so that I can hear him, so that I clear out everything that's around me. There's no noise, there's no background noise, there's no kids, there's no anything, it's just me. And I actually am able to do that even throughout my busy hectic day, no matter what I'm doing. I take time throughout my day to pray and to meditate every day. That's how I stay grounded. That's how I stay focused. That's how I stay in tune with who I am. That's how I was able to get through the trauma that I was being faced with, trauma that I was holding on. So in the mornings, let me tell you what my schedule is. In the mornings when I wake up, I normally am up. Sometimes I'm up from 3 to 4, 3 to 5. And then I'm praying in that time if I just wake up to go to the bathroom, whatever. And then I go back to sleep. But I'm up 6. So from 6 to 8, I'm praying and meditating. Praying and meditating. That means I'm still silent. Sometimes I'm journaling. Journaling is a great thing to do. You don't worry about what it is and being edited and then being whatever. It's just authentically your thought. Whatever it is, write it down. Whatever it is on your mind, release it. Put it on paper. If it's today, you know what? I need affirmations. Put them on paper. Write your affirmations down, whatever it may be. Today, this is what I'm feeling this morning. Write it down. Get it out. Release that. Because let me tell you something. When you start to release those old narratives, then you start to rebuild who you are. You start to find out, wow, those things were really bothering me and they were really hurting me. But not only are they hurting me, they're hurting the people around me. Because when I'm hurting, they're hurting. And a lot of times we don't see that. A lot of times we don't think that. A lot of times we don't think that is rubbing off on our children, but it is. And so we have to be mindful of the things that we're doing. These are the things that I do. I meditate. I journal. I pray. And then during lunchtime, whenever I find a break, whenever that may be, during the afternoon, I pray. I meditate. I take those, even if it's 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it may be, I take that for me. That's called self-care.
Yes.
Start adding that to our repertoire. We are missing who we are. That's how I stay so calm throughout my day.
That's a wonderful strategy. Now, I'm jumping back to what we were talking about at the beginning of this episode. I want to know how you got into book editing, because you said that you started off someone who needed to share a story. And I'm wondering if that led to helping others share their story, or how exactly did you get into book editing? And someone out there who might want to help authors edit their books, how would they get into the industry?
For me, I started out as just like somebody that was just needing to tell a story. I jumped in here. I tried to do everything myself. I tried to reach out and this and that, and people didn't want to reach back out to me. And I know somebody is out there saying, you know what? I've reached out to a lot of people. People just not reaching back out to me. I understand I was that person. And so I got tired. And so I found this company that finally did reach back out to me, not knowing that 6 months later, I was going to have nothing. No books, no nothing. I was already upset because I paid for editing. It wasn't edited. I paid for a book cover and only got to choose between 6 book covers. Can y'all imagine how that feels? You have a choice between 6 book covers and all you can do is put your, what's the name on it? But okay, let's go for it. It's better to get started than not get started at all. That was my thinking, okay? And so I did. 6 months later, I couldn't get any book. I couldn't get anything. And so all this money, $5,000, just down the drain.
And was that when you were doing the traditional publishing route?
Yeah. No, this is what I'm going to self-publish it. I don't know what it is. I'm thinking it's traditional, but it wasn't. It was really just self-publishing. But they were saying that it was traditional. And it was crazy. Mad, crazy, retarded. Because I don't know. I don't really know the industry. I don't really know what's going on. So please be mindful about the people you work with. Make sure that you know who you're working with and that they work for you, okay? That you're compatible together, because everybody's not going to be for you. And I learned that. And I didn't want people to be screwed over anymore. So what I did was I actually took time off and I learned the business before I even produced my next book. I learned the entire industry. And I was just like, okay. And those who didn't want to teach me, they were teaching me and didn't even know, because I was watching from a distance and they kept putting little stuff up, this and that, and this and that. And then I started seeing different things and I started making it work for me. And so in 2016, I just was like, okay, I'm ready now. And I don't want anybody else to be screwed over out here in this industry, because all they want to do is just share their story. And that's where I came in. And so I started helping people publish their books, self-publish, which means that they kept the rights to their book. They got what they wanted. They wasn't anything more than just them. They got everything was done in-house. It wasn't outsourced to this person and that person and this person. They knew what they were going to get, and they knew that the work that they were going to get was quality work, and that's what they received. And they were happy with it, and they've been happy with it. And so I just continue to do what God has called me to do and make sure that people is not being screwed over, because people don't deserve that when they're just trying to tell their story. And there's a lot of sharks out here. There's a lot of sharks out here in the water, and they're vicious, and everybody wants a dollar. But you be mindful of the one you give your dollar to.
No, I'm so sorry about that. That's so unfortunate. Yes, there's a lot of scams that are easy to fall into, especially online. On Facebook, you see these weird sketchy links, or you see just these people who are like, click this, tap this. I've gotten scammed myself a couple of times. I think it was on Facebook or online. And I think this one time I went to this website to purchase something and it looked legitimate, like very legitimate. It turned out that it was a scam. And yeah, luckily I called the banks, told them to freeze the account. So that was nice. But you have to be careful and watch out for that, especially as a writer or someone who's doing a lot of work online and collaborating with other people. So yes, that's what I found. Always check the links. Always check the email addresses. Everything.
You have to do your due diligence. If you don't, it is so easy, because like you said, it looks legit. Everything adds up. It masks up. It looks right. Everything. And then at the end, it ain't right.
Yes. No, thank you so much for sharing all this advice with us, your spiritual work, and how you're just guided by this mission of helping people to share their stories and heal from their trauma. I love what you do. I want to know, if people want to connect with you, where can they find you? Or do you have any social media links to anything, a website?
Yes, so you can find me on all social media platforms. You can go to my link, www.linktree, Lady V, E-N-P, Elliott Knight Professional. That's what it stands for, E-N-P. And then everything that you need, from my class to my course, to booking a consultation with me, getting on my schedule, whatever it may be, whether that's for editing, whatever it may be, please make sure that you get on my calendar and let me know. And let's get this together, because I want to make sure that whether it's you releasing what you need to release and being able to rebuild your self-love and self-confidence and rebrand the life that you're choosing to do, or if it's choosing just to write your story, finally getting that out, maybe that's your first step. Whatever it may be, I want to be the one to help you get there, okay? I want to be the one to help you strive to be a better you, because I believe in your transformation. I believe that you deserve to do all the things that you choose to, because you can live abundantly. And say, hey, I think that right now it's time for us to roar, which for me, it means to release. It means to overcome, to release the old narrative, to overcome any situation that may, any obstacle or anything that life is throwing at us right now, and to awaken. That means to awaken the rebel within inside yourself and to rise above the rest and be nothing. So that's what I leave with you. And so please, that's linked up on Linktree, Link V.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time and joining us here today. If you're listening to this, please do check Lady V out, give her some love, connect with her. And if you like this podcast and you want more episodes like this, I'd really appreciate it if you left a review or if you shared it with a friend or family member. And hopefully you'll tune in next time. Loving for me, loving for me.